I live ideal. I live ideal. Each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. I live ideal, and each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. Can you say that for yourself? Can you say that of yourself? Can you know who you are? Can you know that you live ideal? Well, out of the creation of ourselves, we are created ideal. We are created as the ideal expression of the idea in us. Now, scientists are researching all sorts of things into history, into background and genes, DNA, all that sort of good stuff. And all they are finding is that whatever we are thinking about, whatever we are putting our attention to, we are experiencing. Now, if we had the intelligence, and we do, if we had the intelligence to put our thought on our ideal self, on who we really are, then that's what we would be. But we're putting our attention on what we think we are. We're thinking on the possibility level. This is a possibility for us to be. This is a possibility for us to express in our life. This is a possibility for us to know about ourselves. And we're not saying it's the ideal. Now, when you say 2 times 2 is 4, you don't know what it means. But it's the theory of mathematics. And you take that theory of mathematics, simple, unadorned. You're not trying to understand it. You're merely putting the principle into motion. And all of a sudden, the principle is something that functions for you. All of a sudden, the principle is something that manifests forth in your life, in your world, in your activities, as what you really are. The principle of mathematics. And even the greatest mathematicians, the greatest physicists, have no idea what the principle entails totally. All they know is the little bit that they have seen up to this moment. Now, what is it that you think the principle of mathematics is? Well, it's something you work when you're working in the field of mathematics. What is the principle of being your ideal self? It's the principle of whatever you think your ideal self is. However you envision your ideal self to be, however you realize your ideal self is, by each atom in my physical body bursts forth with every choice I dream about. So as I let go and let my dreams come forth, and as I let go and let my dreams manifest in my life, they do. They do. It's just a matter of what do I want to do about it? How do I want to think about it? How do I want to live it? Can I have crazy ideas? Can I have fantastic ideas? There's a lot of talk about what we can imagine. We live in that world that we imagine. We live in the world that we are dreaming about. We live in the world that goes into our heart and into our soul and into our being. We're living in that world. And as we're living in that world, what are we doing? As we're living in that world, we're experiencing as much as we can conceive of experiencing. So, can you really think about the most ideal way that you could be? Can you think about the most ideal thing that you could be? What is an ideal atom? We define that with our talk of physics and say an atom is an atom. It is the substance of which all things comes forth. It is the substance which is the foundation for all beingness. Now, is an atom a nucleus? Is an atom a proton? Is an atom any one of these things that we call it? No. An atom is undifferentiated. It is totally ready to be whatever we would like it to be by our thinking. Now, our thinking is what puts the atom forth into any idea at all. Now, what sort of idea do you want from the atoms of your body? What sort of idea do you want from the atoms of your being? What sort of thing do you want to have burst forth? And you live ideal, and each atom is my physical being bursting forth with every choice I dream about. With every choice I dream about. Well, from one moment to the next, from one moment to the next, from one moment to the next, we're thinking new thoughts, new dreams, new visualizations, new possibilities. Yesterday, we dreamed of a car that would drive us somewhere. Today, we're making cars that will both drive us somewhere. We just tell the car when we get in, this is where we want to go, and the car takes us there. It's there. Now, soon the car will be one that'll go without wheels. It'll levitate. It'll move between point to point. And then we'll get to the point where we say, I am there. I think of going to the store. I am there. I think of going to visit anyone. I am there. I think of traveling the universe. I am there. I am thinking of the planet of unconditional love. I am there. And there is a planet of unconditional love, you can be sure. Because whatever thought we have in our mind, whatever idea we have in our consciousness, each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. Where is my dream going to take me next? Where is my visualization of what I would like the world to be going to take me next? Where is it going to lead me into the ultimate of ultimates? How am I going to find who I really am? How am I going to look at the world and know what the world really is all about? Am I going to burst forth with every choice I dream about? Or is every choice I dream about already manifest? But the choice I dream about may not be the absolute of that choice. It may just be a thought of that choice. And that choice has further thinking to do, further realizations to do, and further aspects to do, and greatness to achieve that has not yet been achieved, at least as far as we know. And when we put our thought on it, then we achieve that which we don't know that has not yet been achieved. I live ideal. I live my ideal. And as I live my ideal, each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. Now, how can it burst forth? Because it bursts forth from my ideal self. It bursts forth out of the ideal beingness, which is already existing. It's not going to be. It already exists. I am merely becoming aware of it. My physical body is becoming aware that it is there, and then I enjoy it. And once I start enjoying it, it's nothing to go on to the next magical thing that goes into my life, to go on to the next magical ideal. I live ideal. Let's just all say to ourselves, I live ideal. Not what ideal means, not what ideal includes, not what an ideal can be, the possibility of being and the probability of being and all those wonderful things, but I live ideal. I live the ideal of whatever I am. And because I live the ideal of whatever I am that ideal of whatever I am. And I am that ideal right now. It is always and has always been and will always be and can never change. The ideal is always there. I live the appearance. I live the relative. But I can also, beyond this physical being, go beyond this physical expression that I know about and express the ideal, which soars into realms of magic that are unbelievable to a human physical being. Even a divine physical being, if such is, into the reality of what I am. So today I call it forth, and I live ideal. I live it now, I live it in every moment of my life, and as I live ideal, each atom of my physical being bursts forth with every choice that I could ever dream about. And it bursts forth now. Say that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Enjoy it, because that is the truth. And know, too, that I love you. I love you. I love you.